Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 923. The Foodie's Guide to Getting Fit by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com, and I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Now, Fridays are a little different. That's where I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, today's Wednesday, and every Wednesday on this show, I like to give us a little bit of inspiration. It's the middle of the week. We may be trying to push through these last couple of days, and we need that little boost of energy or that little boost of clarity to help us get through it. So here's today's little bit of inspiration. Quote, "The potential of the average person is like a huge ocean unsailed, a new continent unexplored, a world of possibilities waiting to be released and channeled towards some great good." Brian Tracy. And with that, let's get closer to reaching our potential as we listen to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Foodie's Guide to Getting Fit by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. How to love food while achieving your fitness goals. Every once in a while, I hear a client use this as a reason for why they have difficulty improving their eating habits to support their fitness goals. "But I really love food." Slow down. I love food too. But there's a deeper issue here. Love or a bad relationship? I don't know anyone who doesn't love good food. We're wired for pleasure, and food is a huge part of the joy that we can experience in life. However, just like in human relationships, it's important to remember that there is a difference between love and a bad relationship, but they can look really, really similar. The most basic self-reflection question you can ask is, what food behaviors improve quality of my life? And which food behaviors take away from my quality of life? If you can pause, reflect, and answer that for yourself, you're on the path to improving your relationship with food. In this case, nutrition has nothing to do with calories or macros. It has to do with how you feel, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Remember, overeating to the point that you have difficulty managing a healthy weight does take away from your quality of life. There comes a point when the benefit of the unbridled enjoyment of food is outweighed by the consequence of health issues. Once you get into some poor habits around food, like eating as a primary self-soothing technique, you find that it's no longer about enjoying food. It's about self-medicating with food, and that's no fun. No judgment, no shame, no black and white thinking. One question: what behaviors do you know, deep down, cause you the most trouble? On the flip side, which behaviors and which aspects of your personality are assets in building a healthier relationship with eating? Plenty of quote-unquote foodies who love artisanal guac, local beer, house-made pickles, and stone-fired pizza have an extremely healthful, self-caring relationship with food. How do you build that for yourself? Avoid black and white thinking. The main key, in my opinion, is to avoid black and white thinking. There are no good or bad foods. In the words of Gretchen Rubin, quote, "What we do every day matters more than what we do once in a while," end quote. I think this is an essential distinction. It helps deconstruct either-or thinking and reminds us that there are some things that are appropriate for occasionally and some things that are appropriate for every day. I'm using the word appropriate to indicate building a healthy relationship with food, not any specific weight loss outcome or moral quality. So the question is, I love food. How do I build a healthier relationship with eating? The answer is, by continuing to love food, but learning to appreciate context. Two important strategies. If you're a self-proclaimed foodie, you're a connoisseur of flavor, texture, and preparation. The prospect of formal dieting can seem stuffy and unfulfilling. So what's a foodie to do? There are two important strategies that I, as a self-identified foodie, use to make healthy eating accessible and sustainable. They both revolve around context. Is this an everyday meal or a every once in a while meal? Make everyday meals more interesting. You don't have to relegate yourself to a bland diet of poached chicken breast, unsalted broccoli, and dry rice. Instead, there are low-calorie enhancements that you can add to your meals in order to eat well, both in the health sense as well as the Epicurean one. Salsa, especially salsa verde, for example. Aromatics like basil, cilantro, and thyme. Citruses like lemon and lime. Moist textures like lentil soup or baked zucchini lasagna. Salt. Mixed dishes like nachos or tacos. These techniques are simple and easy to implement. $2 worth of cilantro can make a dish taste 10 times better. Make every once in a while meals more infrequent. With many clients who dine out frequently, I encourage them to recognize when an occasion is truly special and when it's just another meal out. Yesterday, for example, I ate both lunch and dinner out with friends. This is not typical for me, and because it was a lot of restaurant eating, I chose to order menu items and to make modifications that allowed the keep it interesting rule but weren't truly indulgent. For lunch, I had a kebab Cobb salad at Chopped with extra chicken and lemon juice and olive oil instead of the default dressing. And for dinner, I had the macro bowl at Pizza Beach, which is red quinoa with kale, chickpeas, and carrots. Neither of these meals were momentous occasions, and I ordered food to match. Both were very good, and I enjoyed them. But I was going to Pizza Beach to meet my friend, not to turn over a new culinary leaf. On the other hand, when I'm traveling like I was this past weekend, I enjoy exploring a region partly through its cuisine. In Maine, I had a lobster roll, and in New Hampshire, I had pizza and pasta at a fabulous gluten-free restaurant. The appreciation of context is extremely powerful. A big step in the right direction for improving your relationship with food is knowing when a specific dining experience contributes to the specialness of an event. There's a huge difference between enjoying a fine glass of wine in Tuscany and pouring yourself a habitual glass of wine alone in your apartment at night. In examples like these, it's important to pause and ask yourself, is this love or a bad relationship? Is this special, or am I using this as an excuse? Is this adding to the quality of my life or taking away from it? Is this an everyday habit or an every once in a while habit? Whether you're asking yourself these questions about food, drink, or exercise, no one can answer for you. It's your responsibility and privilege to make these decisions for yourself. There's no right and no wrong with food and exercise. You just listened to the post titled, The Foodie's Guide to Getting Fit by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Earlier this week, we were actually talking about how we can become conditioned to turn to certain foods when we want to feel better. By conditioning, I mean it becomes a habit where we turn to certain foods because we know they make us feel better, like comfort foods, your chips, mashed potatoes, pizza, donuts, french fries if you're me. And what psychologists are learning that if you want to break that habit, if you no longer want to turn to those comfort foods to make you feel better, what you have to do is pause for a second and think to yourself, do I really need this? And that's basically what Rachel was mentioning. When you're dining out and you're about to order, pause for a moment and think. As Rachel mentioned, think about the context. Is this a special meal where I can indulge a little bit, or have I already been indulging the past 5 days? And what psychologists are learning is that if we just pause for that moment and think for a second about the context, we can actually change our habits because now we give our brains a little bit of time to maybe make a better decision. We're making it less automatic. So if you pause for a moment, as Rachel mentioned, and ask yourself any one or number of questions, it will likely change your behavior and it will likely help you make an even better decision. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you, as always, for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where Optimal Life awaits.